Hi, I'm Tio.
My name's Haig.
Do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 Archive Project?
I do give consent.
Can you please state the date and time?
It is Tuesday, September 21st at 2:15 p.m.
What impacts would you say that this pandemic has had on your life and those around you?
So when the pandemic hit in junior year, I was online school for the rest of that year and then my entire senior year. And that really impacted me because I'm not that kind of learner and I miss the in-person learning. And also the school was really easy since it was over Zoom. So that made the transition back to in-person classes and the transition to college in general really, really tough. Also, I got to spend more time with my family, which definitely helped the family dynamic, and we got closer just as a whole.
Have you picked up any new hobbies or interests, and what changes have you made to your lifestyle because of COVID?
So when the pandemic hit, I was in rural Pennsylvania, and I picked up some hobbies such as fishing and hiking because I was in the area and had the time to do it. I just got outside a lot more. I even rode dirt bikes in my free time, and I just really embraced the countryside life because of the pandemic and the time it gave me.
How has your experience of the pandemic changed from the beginning to now?
So at the beginning of the pandemic, I honestly kind of enjoyed it. Yes, it was really tough to see the news, but I had lots of land to play with, and we were pretty isolated from any big city. So where I was, there weren't a lot of COVID cases, and I had minimal responsibilities and a lot of time. But now, though, like, I'm back to having responsibilities, and we still have to deal with COVID. And additionally, now that we still have COVID and we're still living normal life, it creates a bunch of new problems because, like, I've lost friends who are anti-vaxxers due to them not being able to either go to a certain college or go to summer camp. So that's definitely changed my life. And now I'm going to interview Tia. So what would you say your biggest inconvenience in your life due to the pandemic?
I would say one of the biggest inconveniences was, like, being virtual my entire senior year and part of my junior year. And it was difficult to stay in front of a computer all day and, like, not be able to communicate with others. And it was also pretty hard to stay motivated with school being virtual. And my school did, like, eventually offer a hybrid option, but the option wasn't, a lot of people didn't do that option because you'd still be on Zoom in front of a computer in class.
So would you say your family dynamic changed due to being with them a lot more?
I would say that the dynamic changed and it allowed us to become more closer. And sometimes it was, like, overwhelming because you'd hear, like, everyone preoccupied with their work, and you could hear my parents, like, always on calls, and me and my sister on Zoom. But I think overall, like, it allowed us to become closer, which is good.
For sure. Did the pandemic affect your mental health at all, either positively or negatively?
I would say that the pandemic affected my mental health negatively, and like I said before, it was difficult to stay motivated during school, and it was kind of isolating not being able to see family and friends.
Mm-hmm. Did you agree with how the United States responded to the pandemic?
I feel like the U.S. didn't really have a solid plan in response to the pandemic initially, and we lacked, like, resources, like COVID tests. And during the former administration, there was, like, a stop in terms of funding for the World Health Organization. And the U.S. also withdrew from the World Health Organization. So I don't think that the U.S. was prepared to respond.
What do you think the silver lining of the pandemic was?
The pandemic allowed for people to spend more time with their families and get closer to them. And technology has been also used in new ways, which allowed for schools to be virtual and for people to work remotely. And there's also been more telemedicine, which is convenient in certain circumstances. And it also benefited the environment because there was less car pollution.